At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Tuesday at 3 o'clock. That means Tuesdays with Elliot Shore Parks. For the first time, Tuesdays with Elliot live on YouTube, because you weren't here last week.
Correct. I was in Florida.
Right.
Yeah. So I was here Friday from Chickies.
Yes.
But this is the first Tuesdays with Elliot live on YouTube.
So say hi to everyone on YouTube.
Hi, everybody. I will not be reading the comments. Well, maybe the nice ones.
No, don't read the comments.
Jack reads the comments.
Jack reads all the comments.
Yeah, just nonstop scrolling.
Yep. Scroll.
Gotta see what they say.
Yes.
Down 20 pounds.
Down 20,
think they'd be
some
nicer,
say.
Yeah.
Everybody's on my way to 25.
Brought that up.
Well, Jack, if we're going to have photos taken here on April 29th, you got a few weeks to take it down another couple pounds.
Yeah, you got 25 pounds?
Yeah.
Taking pictures?
I think Ava just said that last break. Yeah.
It's nice to be Ike, you know.
She said just, the last break?
I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah,
I wasn't there.
New headshots, yeah.
Yeah, not new headshots. But yeah. It's a whole, no. It's, I'm telling you, it's not, but it's okay.
We don't have to get into it.
No, we don't. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
Well, what else would they be?
Okay, they're not new headshots. Now I'm just going to have to...
Yeah.
What, are they just taking shots of our body?
No, like
our
heads are... they're taking pictures of us for the YouTube stills. But
what part of our body are they?
But if they're taking a picture of your head, that is not necessarily a headshot.
Oh, what would it be then?
What are you talking about? I guess in the way that the function of it is different
than a headshot.
But
yes.
It is, yeah.
But it's not a headshot.
But anyway, Jack, if you want my eye routine, I can help you out.
Okay, there you go.
Nice.
All
right, no problem.
Elliot, what do you you interact with fans a lot?
Yes.
You're online a lot. You see people. You're out more than all of us.
Yeah.
You know,
I
with all
the
fans of Philly trips.
Beat writer there is.
Absolutely. So
congratulations.
Thank you. For better or worse.
Yes,
yeah.
So if you're listening, you didn't hear the beginning of the show. My sort of yesterday we were talking about the Phillies. And I said they seem different to me this year in a better way, in that they had solved a bunch of the issues that we thought were problems. Not solved, but so far this year, they have changed in that way. And a lot of the response I got was, don't care unless they win a championship. Call me when they win a championship. And it just sort of felt to me that our fans have shifted to being more sort of entitled and smug about it and not enjoying in the same way the regular season with the ups and the downs. Have you seen a change in Philadelphia fans in your time here?
I mean, a lot of thoughts on this. It's an interesting topic. The first thing I would say is I do think, like, just if we want to talk about just I think there people are much more, if you like someone, you support them no matter what. If you don't like them, you're hard to convince to like that person. So I think that is one difference when you want to talk about how fans react to things now. That was probably not the case 20 years ago, right?
People are more dug in on the people they
like. Yeah, when you call in, like we could probably name the callers and be like, he's a Jalen guy, he's not a Jalen guy, right? So I think there's that aspect to it. In terms of the Phillies, I think it's interesting how we all have different perceptions of it. Obviously, you talk to people 4 hours a day. So you have your perception. My perception of the Phillies has been different so far. Like, it seems like people are very excited about the team. I haven't seen as much, like, wait till the playoffs. But overall, what I would say is, yeah, I think fans have a right to be super, I don't know if smug's the word I would use, but the Eagles are one of the best teams in the league. The Phillies are one of the best teams in their league. So I think when it comes to those two teams, like, yeah, I think fans should act differently than they did for a large portion of those franchises. Because for a long time, the Eagles were not a great team really prior to 2000. And the Phillies have, what, more losses than any other team in professional sports. So, yeah, over the last 5 years, I think fans should change. It would be silly if fans didn't change.
It doesn't feel like change for the better to me.
But why?
Well, because to me, the journey of the season is sports. Mm-hmm. Championship is great. But to say that they're not, I won't accept that they're good enough unless they win a championship at the end of the year, to me, is giving up on most of sports.
So
right?
I agree with you. Like, I remember in 2022 being on a call with Angelo prior to the Super Bowl and saying it was like an acceptable loss. Like they could lose game, right? So
Elliott take.
Like I get your point. Like that season was a success, right? The journey was fun. The team was awesome. They lost a close game to the Chiefs. There's no shame in that, right? But I do think when you talk about why fans are so title oriented, I think that's just like correct analysis by the fans. The Phillies are good enough to win the World Series. The Eagles are good enough to win the Super Bowl. So I don't think this is taking a team that is obviously not good enough. Like the 2021 Eagles, it would be silly if everybody said, well, unless they win a Super Bowl, this isn't a successful. Because we all knew just getting to the playoffs was good for that team. Winning a game in the playoffs would have been an outstanding outcome. But now, if I'm a Phillies fan, and especially after the win over the Dodgers, I get your point that I want to enjoy the summer. The Phillies are a fun team to watch, but it's just correct to say if they don't win a title this year, it is a disappointment. Like, it just is. They are underachieving if they don't win a World Series. And so that's correct. Like, with the Eagles, yeah, it's all about
whether... Well, if they lose to the Dodgers in the NLCS, they're underachieving?
I think that's a disappointing loss for sure. I mean, the Dodgers are...
Well, it's not underachieving.
It's not underachieving because the Dodgers are very good. But the Phillies are also a top five team. Yeah. And I don't think if you can say like the fourth team losing to the first team, like I guess it's acceptable in a way. But I think that fans are correct.
They're still going to be just as upset about it.
Yeah. People will be upset, but as they should be.
So I think all good points. Let me devil's advocate a little bit. You after... And this isn't to bring up training camp stats as a joke. It's seriously.
Well, they are. I mean, they set the franchise record.
The end of the training camp stats for Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
He didn't throw an interception.
He threw one.
He threw one.
Yeah.
You but he set the record
for consecutive passes he had set two
years prior. But
right. They went to the Super Bowl.
Yes. But you said here is a meaningful change in Jalen Hurts based only on training camp. I guess that what I would say is I couldn't get anyone to say yesterday that the Phillies had a meaningful change, even though, because everybody was just saying it was just 9 games.
So I think that for me specifically, since you bring up the training camp, like for me, I saw that change in Jalen. And so he didn't have a great start to the year.
But let me bring that part in. Go ahead and
he didn't have a great
pontificate
start.
About how great your stats were.
Well, they were.
I'm going to tell you how they weren't.
They correctly predicted what happened. He had a career low in interceptions, a career low in interception percentage. He won Super Bowl MVP, and he clearly had a special year. So they were obviously correct.
He did not have a special year.
So honestly, this is also why I think
you're not
going to
do this with Jalen.
Hold on.
Here's my thing. With your stats.
Yes.
Coming out of training camp. And why nobody overreacted to them. Because it didn't matter. It didn't matter to fans is the point that I'm making. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it mattered ultimately because we got a chance to see the results. But nobody cares about what those stats were in training camp when he came out in the first game and could have threw 4 interceptions easily.
Right, and one on the first drive. So trust me, my mentions were well aware. Right, I get that. But ultimately, the stats weren't predicting he was going to have a great first 4 games of the season. The stats were predicting he was going to take care of the ball that year, and he absolutely did. And so where I was going with this with the Phillies, though,
I thought the stats was predicting that he was going because
when he did, he had a great year.
Hold up. Since we're talking about his stats.
Let's do it.
Because the first year you did this went stats, right?
I've been doing them since Foles.
Whatever.
Yeah.
The only time it mattered was in 2017 is when it really, nobody cared before then.
Wentz had an outstanding training camp in 2017 and predicted a great season.
Whoa. His season that year, you could have made an argument reflected the way he played in training camp, because he threw 33 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. Mm-hmm. It wasn't about he threw the fewest amount of interceptions. It's how he looked when he played. So when you give me training camp stats, unless you specifically are saying this is an indicator of how he's going to take care of the football, not how great he's going to play at the quarterback position. Because as much as I may disagree with Spike and his overall view of Jalen, he's right about one thing, along with Mr. Fritz in there, is that part of his success throwing the ball was his lack of throwing the ball, meaning he didn't put it in harm's way because he didn't throw it as much. So his stats in training camp when he was dinking and dunking everywhere that you failed to point out also with the completion percentages, well, it was clear he couldn't throw the ball down the field.
So they had to be
underneath throws where he's not under attack in training camp, Elliot. So my point is that when the bullets started flying for real, it didn't show up that way in the regular season the way it did in training camp.
Right. So in training camp, he actually didn't throw a lot of touchdowns. I think he ended with like 23 or 24, which is a relatively low number. I think Wentz was in the 30s when he had his special year. Yeah. Right. So I do think the training camp stats correctly predicted exactly what type of player he was going to be.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
He took care of the ball. That's exactly what he did in training camp.
Now, hold on.
What I said was,
you projected
he was going to do.
And what, it's okay. I like Jalen. I'm a Jalen guy. But let's not try to rewrite history.
I don't think I am rewriting history.
Or have a revisionist view of it, because your numbers in training camp say one thing, and now that we got the results of the regular season, you can make it fit your training camp stats. His play during the year did not exude that.
So I would agree.
And I'm a Jalen guy.
Right. I'm a Jalen guy too, correctly. Like, that is, he is a great quarterback. But like, if you look at the play he had this year, he was still a very good great quarterback. He just was a great quarterback this year. So I agree the training camp stats did not come out.
By what standard? By what made him a great quarterback other than the team won overall?
Right. So I think a couple things made him a great quarterback this year. One, he did take care of the ball. And we can point to less attempts, but he did take care of the ball.
They had the 29th ranked passing offense in the league.
Right. But I'm talking about taking care of the ball. He absolutely 100% was elite taking care of the ball this year. No question about it. He was one of the best third down quarterbacks in the NFL this year, both passing and running the ball. The stats back that up. So when it comes to winning football,
what's the down and distance in those? And what's the conversion rate on distances over 5, 8 yards? Don't give me third and two quarterback tush pushes and all of that.
So I haven't looked it up since.
Of course not.
Hold on. I haven't looked it up since like week 16. But going into week 16, he led the league in third down rushes of 3rd and 5 or longer for a first down. So he
third
was
third down rushes.
I'm saying like. Quarterbacks in the NFL.
As the quarterback, he ran the ball.
I'm saying on 3rd and 5, no other quarterback ran for more first downs this past season.
What does that do with throwing?
I haven't gotten to throwing. I said he was great on third down in two ways. One, he had a high pass rating on third down. And two, he was absolutely a huge threat on the ground converting with his legs. So those are three things. He was great throwing the ball on third down. He was great taking care of the ball. And he was great running the ball on third down. And you're right. I won't point to the win-loss record because that is a team thing. But we all know, like, he was Super Bowl MVP. So,
sure.
Yeah. So, like, Jalen obviously had a great year. We can nitpick the amount of passing attempts and stuff, but he had a great year. Like, he did. And so when the training camp...
He had an okay year.
I think you're underselling him there. I think he definitely had a great year.
I think I'm being fair.
I think you're being harsh. Like, okay.
Harsh? Why would I choose now to be harsh when I did nothing but to defend the guy all year? And matter of fact, I'm the one suggesting he become a game manager when he turned the ball over 9 times in the first four weeks of the season.
He definitely had a rocky start to the season. Yeah. I agree with that. But that ended up being a small part of the season. And yes, they changed. It is. 4 games. They played 20 games. Yeah.
So they changed the whole offense.
They did. They started running it more. I agree with that. Ultimately, he threw it 5 less times a game than he did in 2022. And I'm not poo-pooing 5 times, but let's not act like he went from...
Well, that's like 25%.
No, I know, but let's not act like he went from like 29 attempts to
they
like
12. Had one of the worst passing offenses in the league.
So that's not completely true. Like, it is on total yards, but I think yards per attempt...
Touchdown passes?
Sacks.
But first of all, a lot of winning teams are near the bottom of the league in yards per game in passing. That's just a fact. I don't know what metric you're using to say he had one of the worst passing games in the...
I don't know. If it was ranked 29th or 30th in the league, it certainly wasn't one of the best when he threw
if
for...
If it's yards per game, I agree.
Yards per game, 180 yards a game. So how good could the passing game have been?
Well, this is why I view it differently. I think yards per pass and yards per passing attempt, he was not near the bottom of the league. I think he was in the upper half of the league. And so when they threw the ball, I think he was better than than yards per game indicate. I think he didn't have a lot of passing yards or passing attempts because in a lot of these games they were up in the 3rd and 4th quarter and they were killing clock. But it's true. Every time he had to throw it this year, he was great throwing the ball.
We can move on.
Yeah,
because I'm at a 2.0 level. Like, this is 1.0 level that you're doing. That is nonsense to me. It's okay to be like he had.
I'm actually enjoying this.
Okay year passing the ball, and there's a lot of room for improvement. Everybody would agree with that. If the passing game was so great, the receiver wouldn't be saying we can't be the same offense. We got to change up everything completely. He wouldn't be saying that. The best player on the team, he wouldn't be saying that.
So I agree with you. The passing game could be better than it was last year, but the passing game is one part to me of Jalen.
I agree.
Yeah, so that's why I think...
It's a pretty big part.
You're not giving us rushing stats in training camp. This conversation started with your stats throwing the ball in training camp.
Right.
And is that an indicator of what the season is? That's what this conversation is about. And it's not about Jalen as an overall quarterback or what have you. This is about throwing the football.
And I think my training camp stats were an indicator of what Jalen was. I didn't say he set the franchise record for passing touchdowns in training camp.
Because you have the ability of leaving things with such gray area and room for you to maneuver that we love you and we'll allow you to do it. But if you want to get into a back and forth with me, I'm going to pin you down to stuff that actually really matters. Like, you're giving me a bunch of gibberish.
But I don't think it is.
About stats that nobody else sees. Right. You're giving us completion percentages. You're not telling us it was a 30-yard completion. It was a 5-yard completion. It was a dunk off where he may have held the ball for 5 seconds.
We did talk about that.
In a 7-on-7 drill.
But also, I think it's pretty clear. I said he set the franchise record for least interceptions in a training camp. He then went out and set
a record that he said that nobody else had record of.
Well, yeah, but 2 years ago, they also made the Super Bowl. So the point was, he was playing winning football in training camp, and that ended up being the case in regular season.
You're purposely leaving out a lot of context as to why he said
I don't think I am, though.
Well, sure you are.
No, because I agree with, that the passing game could have been better.
No. But the context that you're leaving out is that they at the bye week, he was so careless throwing the ball that they told him to throw the ball less than any other quarterback in the league.
That's part of it.
Well, it's a big part. It's a big part in evaluating if you're saying that
that's one of the most important things that quarterback play is taking care of the ball.
Agreed.
So he was hurting the team
for four games, and
right.
then
and they changed it.
Correct. But even in the passing attempts, because we watch every week, there were guys being missed, there were missed throws, but there were not, like, I agree with you. Against Green Bay, he could have thrown four or five interceptions. He did not have those games after the bye week.
Well, there are also some stats out there now that show that taking stats is worse than throwing
interceptions.
Taking sacks is worse than throwing
interceptions. Well, that's an interesting discussion for another day.
Yeah,
but I'm
is.
Saying, like, ultimately, if we want to talk about the training camp stats, the stats indicated, and the reason
I'm ripping through your stats this year. I want you to know that.
Oh, everybody will.
You're on my radar.
Well, wow.
It'll be hard to have a better year than Jalen did in training camp or in the regular season.
It wouldn't be hard to have a better year than he had in the regular season.
He won the Super Bowl and won Super Bowl MVP.
We're talking about the regular season. It would not be hard for him to have a better year than that.
For a regular season, yes, but I'm talking about the totality of the season.
Okay, so you had two great playoff
games. Yeah, it's about two games, yeah.
Yes, in the two biggest games of the season.
But there's plenty of room to play better in the other 19 games.
Like, so to circle back to the topic, right? And I'm really not trying to like...
I appreciate you getting back to the topic. I'm already over stabbing myself with a spoon.
Right. So yeah. I'm already
but I
good.
I think a little bit, this is why, and I don't know where Jack stands on it, but I'm going to guess he stands...
That's not bringing
I'm going to guess he stands on it with you where you think fans are, you know, whatever.
No. I think he's not on my side.
I think a little bit of why you feel that way is because you think Jalen was worse than he was, and you wonder why people aren't more critical of him.
No?
Okay.
No.
Maybe I'm wrong.
It has nothing to do with Jalen.
No.
I don't know how we got to Jalen.
Yeah, okay, I'm wrong.
It 100% came... I criticize every star player in the... like.
No, I know you do. You were very critical of Bryce. I disagreed with Corey saying you're not critical on the Phillies. You were one of the only people criticizing Bryce last year.
Yeah, too sharp of a tongue, some said.
Yeah.
But...
No. It's not Jalen related.
Okay.
It's not Jalen related.
Fair enough.
Absolutely.
Can I just say one more thing? Quickly, it's super quick.
60 seconds.
So the reason I think, like, you start with the training camp. I do think the Phillies leading the league in walks in spring training mattered. So, like,
we actually got to see that.
Yeah,
we didn't see Jalen
Suggs
no training camp
to watch.
Stats.
That's why I keep the stats.
In a damn controlled environment in practice.
And he was awesome.
All right, 215-592-9494. You got your point. You got your point.
Good things no one else has done.
More of Elliot? Shut his mic off. Try to talk. Go ahead.
Can't help himself,
well, I turned
man.
It off myself.
Yeah, try to talk again.
I can just turn it back
on.
No! He can't help himself,
all right.
Man.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.